Prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 69th Psalm we hear, "You who seek God, let your hearts revive." Gracious God, as we prepare to take our spring break, help us to remember you alone can truly refresh us and renew our hearts, minds, and souls. Help us to be open vessels to receive your blessings, that we may be a blessing to those around us, and especially those who share this time away from here. Help us to use this time for recreation and rest in you, so we are prepared better to continue the work you have for us. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenie, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the second. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Introduction of guests. The senator from Saline.
Mr. President, up behind me, I have the fourth grade class from New Franklin with teacher Janelle Doza. We'd like the body to make them feel very welcome.
Let's welcome, will the guests of the senator from Saline please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator from St. Francois.
Thank you, Mr. President. On your right, my left, standing up here, some of you met him, Brian Button, who is taking over all of our legislative duties. He's a young attorney out of St. Louis University Law School, where he's met Erin Peterson. And she actually met him before that, and she took the train down to visit for St. Patty's Day. Brian says he's 7/8 Irish. I don't know if he counts eight or nine, but Erin is a nice Irish name, too, and I'd like the body to make her and Brian, that's with us all the time, feel welcome today.
Let's welcome all the guests of the senator from St. Francis to the Missouri Senate. Introductions, petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions. The senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on third reading.
Senate bills on third reading. The senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise for a point of personal privilege.
Senator Andrew will be heard on a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have the attention of the members, I have a very important announcement, and I'll begin that with a short story. It was a brisk March morning in the mid-1900s. A young man and the love of his life were about to be the proud parents of a little girl who would forever leave her impact on our great state. The oldest of three children, she often punished her siblings. Still to this day, her brothers still remember the wrath, the intimidation, and the evil eye when they dared to cross their sister. The graduate of Russellville High School, this young rising star began her career in the print shop of this esteemed body. In fact, she began that career just 1 year after I was born. Only short 6 years later, halfway through the first term of the then President Ronald Reagan, she became a highly capable, highly competent individual who quickly rose to the position that she still holds today. The good Lord blessed her with two bright, athletic children, a son, a successful businessman and lover of all sports, a daughter, a two-time state championship golfer, a four-time all-district, all-conference basketball star, the past president of the National Honor Society, and number two in her graduating class. According to her brothers, she loves growing flowers and decorating her home. She loves pickles. She is the most competitive NERT player you will ever meet. And as a child, she bullied her brothers. And most importantly, she hates to be wrong. By now, you've probably figured out who I'm talking about. The longest serving secretary of the Missouri State Senate. A lady whose impact in this building, in this institution, and to each of us as members is immeasurable. As you walk by her desk, or her area up behind the dais, you cannot miss the heat that radiates out. My grandmother always told me, where there are cold hands, there is a warm heart. And although I have not seen it, I do believe that it exists. There is not a day that goes by that she does not guide each of us as members, better us as people, and preserve the decorum of this institution. This weekend, as we travel our districts and enjoy our families, she will be celebrating that brisk day in March when Donald and Ruth were given the gift of a daughter. And so with that, Mr. President, I would ask that the members of this body please join me in giving warm birthday wishes to the Secretary of the Senate.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you?
Absolutely.
Senator, first of all the eloquent speeches the chair has heard, that is certainly the most recent.
Thank you.
Secondly, Senator, it is the request of the Secretary of the Senate that you come up to the dais for a conversation with her.
I'll get there when I can, Mr. President.
Senator from the second.
May I speak on a point of personal privilege?
Senator from the second will be heard.
Thank you. I just wanted the body to know, and especially the Secretary of the Senate, that I tried to talk the Senator from Andrew out of doing that. Thank you.
Third reading of Senate bills. Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 11 is in fiscal oversight. Senate Bill 173. Senator from Green.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 173 be taken up for third reading.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye. Aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 173 be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 173, an act relating to the Joint Committee on Missouri's Promise. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones,
Senator from Cape Girardeau. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 163, the Senator from Johnson.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Bill 163 be brought up for consideration.
For third reading.
For third reading.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 163 deals with the makeup of the University of Missouri Board of Curators and also Missouri State University and the Board of Higher Education. As we know, these are all based on congressional districts. Through the census that just came out, we are losing one congressional seat. So this deals with how we're going to still maintain nine Board of Curators from what will soon be eight congressional districts. Be glad to answer any questions, or if not, I renew my motion.
Thanks. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage. Read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 163, an act relating to higher education boards. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Cape. By your vote of 32 aye, 0 no, the bill having achieved constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. The senator from Lewis, Senate Bill 161.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate Bill number 161 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us, sir.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 161 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the Small Business and Agriculture Development Loan Authority, Missouri Value-Added Loan Guarantee Program. The Missouri Value-Added Loan Guarantee Program provides only a 50% first loss guarantee to lenders who make agricultural business development loans for the acquisition, construction, improvement, or rehabilitation of agricultural property. The agribusiness development loan just adds in the agribusiness section. Actually, this program is used by the state treasurer's office when they do a linked deposit for this type of loan, but this proposal requires that the borrower must first obtain a Missouri Agricultural and Small Business Loan Development Authority, Missouri Value-Added Loan Guarantee, in order to qualify. So it is a qualifying provision that even the state treasurer's office uses for their loans. With that, be glad to answer any questions.
You have heard the motion of the senator from Lewis. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from 13th, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
To briefly speak against this piece of legislation.
Proceed.
Lo and behold, everyone in this Senate, you run for office, you see, say to the voters, we need to cut government. This bill expands government and has an unknown fiscal note to general revenue. Here it is, front and center. Vote for it, but don't continue to use the hypocrisy that I am for streamlining government and I'm worried about the cost of government. Unknown fiscal note to general revenue. There it is for you. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion from the senator from Lewis? Hearing none. You're recognized to close, Senator.
I close.
Senator from Lewis moves that Senate Bill 161 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 161, an act relating to business development loans for agribusiness. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 8th. By your vote of 25 aye and 7 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. If there are no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 55, Senator from Phelps. Senator from Cole.
I seek unanimous consent for an introduction of very special guests.
Seeing no objection, proceed.
Thank you. This morning, I would like to welcome, on a fine St. Patrick's Day morning, I might add, some very special guests that are to my left and to your right. I would like to introduce Melina Fine of Münchberg, Germany, who is here for a three-week internship in the Missouri State Library. She is studying for her diploma in library science in Germany and is the daughter of Thomas and Lasoida Fine, mayor of Münchberg, Germany, the partner city of Jefferson City. With her today is Andy Small of the Missouri State Library and Ann Rotman of the Legislative Library. Please make Melina, Annie, and Andy feel very welcome this morning in the Missouri State Senate.
Would the guests of the Senator from Cole please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? Welcome. And would the members join me in welcoming them? Thank you. Now back to the Senator from Phelps on Senate Bill 55.
Madam President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 55 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senators move that Senate Bill 55 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage. Senator, do you care to explain your bill? Sorry. All those in favor of bringing the bill before the body say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Now, Senator, explain your bill, please.
Yes, Madam President, I move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill 55 be read a third time and final pass. This is the sawmill bill, and what we have actually done with the Senate substitute, we have narrowed this down to a very small classification, 2421, which is strictly the basic sawmills and the planing mills, in an attempt to give these folks a bit of a tax break and try to keep them in business through these tough economic times. It's about the only business left in many of our smaller counties in the southern part of Missouri. We talked about this pretty much detailed the other day, and if there are any further questions, I'd try to answer those.
The Senator from Phelps has moved that Senate Bill number 55 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that pending motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Phelps renews his motion that Senate Bill number 55 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Bill 55, an act relating to classification of certain real property. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 31 aye, 1 no, the vote having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 8, Senator from Lawrence.
Madam President, I move that Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 8 be brought before the body for third reading.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd that the Senate Bill number 8 be brought before the body. All those that are of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senate Bill 8 is before the body. Senator from Lawrence.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 8 be third read and passed. This is the workers' compensation bill that we've had some considerable debate about, dealing with co-employee liability and occupational disease.
The senator from the 8th has moved that Senate Bill number 8 be third read and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close, Madam President.
The senator from the 8th has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 8 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senate substitute number 2 for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 8, an act relating to workers' compensation. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 29 aye, 3 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 145, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill 145 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
Senator from the 23rd has moved that Senate Bill 145 be brought before the body for third reading. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I would now ask that Senate Bill 145 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam President, this bill holds the record for the smallest change to state law at coming in at two words. It's a major part of my legislative package, and my wife is listening this morning so that she can hear me work on this bill and help the citizens of St. Charles County. As a reminder, this bill would give charter counties the same classification on auditing of values as present for counties throughout the state. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, I would renew my motion.
The senator from the 23rd has moved that Senate Bill number 145 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from the 23rd renews his motion that Senate Bill number 145 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 145, an act relating to county inventory. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there is no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 2, Senator from Boone, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Some very special guests.
Hearing no objection, proceed.
Thank you, Madam President. To my right in the upper gallery, and we have too many to name all of them individually, but I did want to acknowledge that we've got several students here today with Freedom Scholars, which is a homeschool group. They've been to the Capitol before. They're very learned on state government, and I would ask the body make them feel welcome today.
Would the guests of the Senator from Boone please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate? We'd like to welcome you. Would the members join me in welcoming you to the Missouri Senate? Back to Senate Bill 250, the Senator from Cole.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill number 250 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 250 be read a third time and finally passed. And as the body may remember, this is my nine-word, almost shortest bill of the year, with the exception of Senator from St. Charles. Fixed to allow probation and parole to have the tools that they need to require offenders to complete the MOSOP program as they're serving time for their offense. And I renew my motion.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Senator from the second.
Thank you, Madam President. Inquire of the Senator from Cole.
Senator, do you yield?
Yes.
He yields. Proceed.
Thank you for yielding. I just had a simple question. When did you win the Masters?
It was the same year Phil Mickelson won.
Congratulations. I didn't know. I just wanted to congratulate you.
Standard issue. Thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Senator.
Does any other senator seek to inquire of the Senator from Cole on the pending motion? Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The Senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Bill number 250 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 250, an act relating to requirements for persons convicted of sexual assault offenses. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keviny, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 17, Senator from the first.
Thank you, Madam President.
I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 17 be brought before the body.
You have heard the motion from the senator from the first. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the first.
Thank you, Madam President. Now I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 17 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam President, this is the cord blood bill that simply gets information out to our constituents across the state on these services that are available to protect our citizens and to ensure that the cures and treatments that have been developed from adult stem cells would be able to be banked in cord blood banks and that healthcare professionals would have this information available to them. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
You have heard the motion from the senator from the first. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
I close.
The senator from the first has moved that Senate Bill number 17 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 17, an act relating to cord blood banking. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Newton, would you please repeat your vote? By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. If there are no objections, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 220, Senator from Christian.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 220 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion from the senator from Christian. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Madam President, this bill just does one thing. It brings landscape architects, engineers, and land surveyors up to 3 acres that they can put a lien on if they're not paid, which brings them up with contractors and other people who do work in subdivisions and developments. Be glad to answer any questions. I would say that the senator from the 23rd yesterday said he had a one-word change in his bill. Today he said 2 words. I think I'm gaining on him, and I might just beat him someday.
The senator from Christian has moved that Senate Bill number 220 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on that pending motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Christian renews his motion that Senate Bill number 220 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill 220, an act relating to liens for architects, professional engineers, land surveyors, and landscape architects. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the first. Senator from Cole. By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Unless there is an objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 131, Senator from the Second.
I thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate Bill number 131 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion that from the Senator from the Second that Senate Bill 131 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Ayes appear to have it. Ayes do have it. Senator from the Second.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that Senate Bill number 131 be read the third time and placed upon its final passage for the body's knowledge. This is the bill we discussed yesterday that deals with electric cars being exempted from the admissions testing program. I'll gladly answer any questions. If not, I renew my motion.
You have heard the motion from the Senator from the Second. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized. Close.
I close, Madam President.
The Senator from the Second has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 131 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 131, an act relating to exempting qualified plug-in electric drive vehicles from the Motor Vehicle Emissions Inspection Program.
Can the senators please restrain themselves from their anticipation of spring break so that we can hear the calling of the roll of the Missouri Senate?
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenee, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Newton, would you please give us your vote? By your vote of 32 aye and 0 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 306, Senator from Christian.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill 306 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You have heard the motion that Senate Bill number 306 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. No, appears to have it. No. Let's do that again. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Madam President. This bill deals with credit unions. It brings them up to date in federal regulations. It puts them under the name that they have been operating under, Department of Insurance, Financial Institutions, and Professional Registration. And it cleans up a few things that they haven't been done in the last few years. That's about all it does. If there's any questions, be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
The senator from Christian has moved that Senate Bill 306 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Hearing none. Senator, you are recognized. Close.
I close.
Senator from Christian has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 306 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 306, an act relating to credit unions. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevenee, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 32 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill number 162, Senator from Lewis.
Madam President, I move that Senate Bill number 162 with Senate Committee Substitute be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Bill 162 be brought before the body for third reading and final passage. All those of the opinion that that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, you are recognized to make a motion on adoption of the
substitute.
The substitute? No. Third reading. Okay. Make your third reading motion, Senator.
Madam President, I move that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 162 be adopted. And
the Senator from Lewis has moved that Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 162 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Senator, do you desire to explain your bill?
This is the bill that we heard yesterday that sets up the Farm-to-Table Advisory Board. Was brought to me by a group of individuals. The American Cancer Society, the American Heart Association, just to make a healthier Missouri by providing locally grown foods to those cafeterias and those local restaurants.
The Senator from Lewis has moved the Senate Bill number 162 be third read and placed upon its final passage. Does any senator desire to be heard upon the pending motion? Senator from St. Francois, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
Speak on the bill.
Proceed.
I wanted to say that I did get overnight an email from First Lady Michelle Obama, who told me that it was not, in fact, the parents' responsibility to teach kids what to eat and how much to eat and when to eat. It was the government's responsibility to do that. And it was the government's responsibility to teach them also about the concept of food growth and of consumption of food. So I stand corrected, and I will not speak against the bill. I will be voting against the bill, Madam President, but if this body thinks we need another commission, I'm all for it. Thank you, Madam President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the pending motion? Hearing none, the senator is recognized. Close.
Madam President, I close.
The senator from Lewis has renewed his motion that Senate Bill number 162 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 162, an act relating to the Farm-to-Table Advisory Board. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle-Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Prowse, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from Polk, could you give us your vote?
Yes.
Senator from Franklin, could you please repeat your vote?
Yes.
Senator from Franklin, could you please repeat your vote? Okay. by your vote of 24 aye, 8 no. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from Atchison, for what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I inquire of you?
State your inquiry.
If I was to have my comments from earlier printed in the journal, what would be the process for making that happen?
Senator, you do so at your peril.
Thank you, Madam President.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Clay. While she is waiting, or while she's making her way back to her desk, the President would like to take this opportunity, if there's no objections, to introduce special guest. Seeing no objections, I would like to welcome this morning 11 students from the Caruthersville Elementary School who made the trip here to Jefferson City today, and a group of young people who are interested in state government and who are working on a project for Missouri veterans. So I commend them for their work in honoring our veterans. They are here. Their sponsor is Lugina Kuntz. We also have other parents, Kara and Gavin Kingston, Trina Holman, Patricia Gibbons, Lisa Griffin, and Katie Houston. Also, I would like to name as honorary pages without pay Myra Young, Kelsey Kingston, Morgan Stansell, and Marnisha Wiley. And so I'd like for the Senate body to please welcome these students from Caruthersville. The Senate is on the order of business of reports of standing committees. The President recognizes his senator from Clay.
Yes, Mr. President. Your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. And Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 118, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 177 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass and be placed on the consent calendar.
No, Senator from Howell. A Senator, if you would please just wait a moment. I apologize. Apparently, we have a correction in the report, and the correction needs to be read.
Nothing can. Okay, so just leave that. Okay. Mr. President, your Committee on Health, Mental Health, Seniors, and Families, to which was referred Senate Bill 177, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Ridgway, Chairman.
Thank you. Senator from Howell.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. And please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Bill 241, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your Committee on Financial Government Organization Elections has one bill to report, and I'm sure it's a good one, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator, for your hard work. Please send that report forward when it arrives. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Financial and Governmental Organizations and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 323, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully, Senator Engler, Chairman.
Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence has, a committee report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report when it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 59, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 60 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 70 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 165 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 116 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Goodman, Chairman.
The senior senator from St. Charles, 2nd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Small Business Insurance and Industry has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business Insurance and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 10, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from the 2nd, do you seek recognition?
I don't think the full report was turned in. Part of it was sent back to me. There must have been some type of error.
I believe that was not an official report from what I was told from the dais, and so...
But it's confidential, it's top secret, and it's for members only. It's probably one of the most important documents we've seen in this body.
We'll talk about that report in private, Senator.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Certainly.
President.
Senator from Nottoway, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I have a report to send forward from your committee.
Please send it forward, Senator.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 9, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 208 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 209 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lager, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. It will be read once it arrives at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 15, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
President, your hardworking education committee has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that report forward. Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 147, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 1st.
Thank you, Mr. President. By the way, Mr. President, that's a fetching necktie that you have on today.
Thank you, Senator. You have a nice tie on yourself.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Very fascinating.
Your Committee on Governmental Accountability, Mr. President, has a report.
Please send it forward, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 10, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Lemke, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. When it arrives, please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 390, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bills 189, 217, 246, 252, and 79 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 231 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 25 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Outdoor Resources has a report.
Please send that report forward, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the reports when they arrive at the dais.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agricultural Food Production and Outdoor Resources, to which was referred Senate Bill 356, begs leave to report it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Senate Bill 368, that is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Senator Munslinger, Chairman.
Senator from St. Charles, 23rd District.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics has a report.
Please send that report forward. Madam Secretary, when it arrives at the dais,
thank you.
Please read the reports.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 62, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Senate Bill 282 begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been truly perfected and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you ask the Secretary if there are messages from the House?
Madam
and if there are, would you please have them read?
Madam Secretary, do we have messages from the House?
Yes, we do. Go ahead. Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Bill 127, an act relating to the Sheriff's Retirement System. Also, House Joint Resolution 6, a joint resolution relating to guaranteeing the right to vote by secret ballot. Also, House Joint Resolution 29, a joint resolution relating to the state lottery, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I would ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
You're recognized for an announcement. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Three things. First, I'd like to thank all members for their work on the floor this first half of session, and I wish you safe travels over break. Second, I will be making on my adjournment motion that we adjourn until March 25th, and that's to meet our constitutional obligation that we not adjourn for more than 10 calendar days. That will be, in effect, a technical session. And then the third, for legislation when we get back on the 28th, excuse me, ask members to prepare for Senate Bill 247, Senate Bill 65, and Senate Bill 226. The only other action today will be Senate bills on second reading.
What time? Okay. Further announcements. The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on second reading.
Senator, I think you'd like to correct that motion for House bills.
Thank you. We'll make it House bills on second reading.
Order of business is House bills on second reading. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 209.
House Bill 209, an act relating to private nuisances.
Agriculture and food production. House Bill 107.
House Bill 107, an act relating to vacancies in certain statewide offices.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee substitute for House Bill 205.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 205, an act relating to unlawful practices and employment.
Commerce, consumer protection. House Committee substitute for House Bill 76.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 76, an act relating to the phase out of the corporate franchise tax.
Jobs, economic development. House Committee substitute for House Bill 276, 233, and 274.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 276, 233, and 274, an act relating to unlawful picketing of a funeral.
Judiciary and civil and criminal jurisprudence. House Committee substitute for House Bill 116 and 316.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 116 and 316, an act relating to collection of state money.
Ways and Means. House Committee substitute for House Bill 136.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 136, an act relating to benefits for military spouses.
Financial and governmental organizations. House Committee substitute for House Bill 214.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 214, an act relating to human trafficking.
Judiciary. House Committee substitute for House Bill 61.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 61, an act relating to the minimum wage.
Small business and insurance. House Committee substitute for House Bill 108.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 108, an act relating to campaign finance.
Rules and joint rules. House Committee substitute for House Bill 174.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 174, an act relating to higher education governing boards.
Education. House Committee substitute for House Bill 112 and 285.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 112 and 285, an act relating to classification of certain real property.
Ag and food production. House Committee substitute for House Bill 266.
House Committee substitute for House Bill 266, an act relating to weight limitations for vehicles hauling livestock and agricultural products.
Transportation. House Bill 339.
House Bill 339, an act relating to telecommunications.
Commerce and Consumer Protection, House Bill 167.
House Bill 167, an act relating to driver's examinations.
General Laws, HJR 2.
House Joint Resolution 2, a joint resolution relating to the right to pray.
General Laws.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Friday, March 25th at 10:30 a.m.
You have heard the motion from the Senate from the 23rd. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes period have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand in adjournment until March 25 at 10:30 a.m.